What's your? I actually just got like 7,500. I managed to get two of the fart refill canisters. Now, Fresh Tech, knowing your expertise at iOS games, I imagine that you have done all the farts. You have hit your balls on every flat surface in that game.
Yeah, well, not just flat surfaces, the rounded ones as well, and the round ones on fire. Sharp.
Yeah.
The barbecue.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if the ending to that game was he made love to a woman and then still managed to produce a child?
And the child hit his balls on something?
No. No, he just has the child while Against All Odds plays in the background.
Justin Tyler McElroy, and I know the best game of the week.
My name is Griffin Tyler McElroy, and I've got games for miles.
My name is Christopher T. Plant, and I've got a great one.
My name is Rusty T. Frushdick, and my name is Rusty T. Frushdick. What? Okay. The game. I have a good game.
This is the besties where the world's best friends choose the world's best games. Chris Plant, why don't you give us a review of the rules?
The rules are that every player of Besties, which is us, the best friends, is given an allotted amount of time, I believe 2 minutes, to present a game that was released that week or recently that they played and they believe is the best of the time period. Right?
Okay.
Am I right so far? Right. Yeah, I'm right.
That's good so far.
Okay, and then at the end of the episode, we vote on a victor. And the victor then briefly goes up against the current best game of the year. And that current game is Journey.
Someone tell me about Journey. Why is that the best game of the year?
I'll leave to Russ Frushdick.
What up? Okay, Journey is the best game of the year because it saves the world from war and famine.
Again, you guys, can we talk? Let me take a time out for a second. I have tried casually to get you guys to understand the idea of new listeners. I know it's unfathomable.
You haven't even casually done it.
Some people have okay, we'll not start. Listened to the show before. Okay? You with me so far?
Well,
so like
I would like to personally welcome them to the podcast.
Good, yeah, me too. Yeah.
I still do not understand how they don't, like, how doesn't everybody know this yet?
The important thing, some of them might just want to be, maybe Genova Chen or whatever the name of the guy is who made Journey is listening. This is his first episode, and he thinks, finally, they're going to talk about my game, yeah. Journey.
Can't wait to hear what they say.
Okay, I can try again. You don't need to lecture me.
We have to open the door to our world of goofs.
Hey, come over and listen to this podcast with me, Jehovah. That's his brother. Let's move on.
Okay. So, Russ, can you explain to me, why is Journey the best game of the year currently?
I would be happy to.
It's got the best jumps, best
Journey
graphics.
Journey, as some of you know, is an adventure game, and it allows people to cooperate. What?
What? Why would you say it's an adventure game?
It is, because you're on an adventure.
You're not on an adventure. You're on a journey.
Journey is homonymous.
Journey and adventure are basically the same thing.
Journey is a rhythm game where the guitars are sand and I'm having an aneurysm.
What genre would you call this game if not adventure game?
Walking.
Maybe anyway, cart farmer.
It allows you.
Fabric magic.
Oh, fabric magic.
Do you want me to continue, gentlemen?
No, frankly, okay, I don't.
That's fine. I want to explain to the world why Journey is so important.
I'm begging you, just do that.
Journey is a game that allows players to work together without vocally communicating with one another. So theoretically, people from Palestine and people from Israel could work together without even knowing it, thus ending world wars as we know them.
That's all it would take is that one. If just one Israeli and one Palestinian, anyone, pick them out of a hat, manage to just get it together.
That'd be a big hat. It.
Go f*** yourself.
Griffin, who's going first this week?
Oh, I didn't think of a... Who's got the highest score on Ow My Balls? Wait, is Russ, is that your actual game? Because I don't want to...
No, no, it's not my game.
Okay, who's got the highest Down My Ball score?
I think that's Russ. I got a goose egg.
Wait, you haven't tampered with that magic yet?
No.
1 second, I'm checking my high score.
Who's got the highest score on Journey?
Highest score on Journey? I finished it once.
Okay.
I got a 99% on Journey. So okay, I'm going to start because fucking Rush Stick is taking all of our time.
I got 31,000 in on my balls.
Jesus, that's...
Chris Plant, go.
Okay, so my game this week is called Drawception. And I know that a lot of the people who are listening to this, they probably have been playing that... What is it? Draw with me? Draw with friends? Mm-hmm. Draw something? Is it called
sketch
draw
me
something?
Like you, sketch
something.
Me like your French girls.
Draw something. Yeah, draw. Sketch me. Sketch me like I'm beautiful. So, draw something is not the game I picked, but I'm gonna talk about it because it's a good intro point. And draw something, you draw a picture like Pictionary, and then somebody tries to guess what it is.
Can you describe other games that aren't yours?
Oh, can you do me a favor and give me my 2 minutes? And draw something, you do that. Okay, now that I've set myself up for Drawception. In Drawception, you play with lots of people. So one person draws something, but it's not called draw something. They draw something, and then another person guesses what that is, and they write it down. And then a new person comes on, and they draw what that word was. And it just goes on and on and on for like 10 or 12 rounds. So then at the end of the game, you get a little timeline of what it started as and what it ended as. It's kind of like a telephone, except for one person says something, and then the next person draws it, and then the next person says that, and then they draw it. And it's great.
It sounds like this game would be easy to disrupt if you just, on every single drawing that was submitted to you, you just said, like, but. And then people, it just totally went right off the rails right from there.
Sure, sure. I mean, you could totally ruin it if you didn't like to have fun.
Am I the only one that doesn't really understand how this works?
You say a word, and then that word turns into a drawing with Disney magic. And then the next person says what word they think that drawing is, and then someone draws that word. And that is how you go from bowling ball to Empire State Building, because somebody in the middle said but.
Okay, where does the Disney magic come in? Who's doing the Disney magic?
Someone draws it. You take
turns. So you play randomly, and like you will either get a picture, and if you get a picture, then you write a word, and you hit submit. But if you get a word,
it goes
then
to
you draw
else.
A picture. Yeah, right. And it just goes to a random player.
I see.
And what's great about it is it's like a little storytelling that you do with random people that you don't know, and at the end you get a little funny comic book panel, because everyone who played a round gets emailed the entire round at the end.
So it's like Omegle.
Omegle doesn't have drawing in it, but yeah.
Yeah, it's like Telephone, but it doesn't have drawing in it either.
It's kind of like GoldenEye. Listen,
if
Pictophone, I think people call this. You can play this game at a party.
Yeah, it's a party game.
That's what it is.
It's great.
There's an element that, bless your sweetheart, I don't know that you know exists on the internet. Mm-hmm. And it's people who just look for games that they can make people watch them jerk off through. Does that make sense to you?
No. Wait, what are you trying to say?
Like Uno or Omegle, or what's the video one that was on for like 3 seconds?
And chat roulette
before like the government was like, it's just pure for kids here.
What? No.
I'm saying that this is Omegle with pictures. I'm saying people are going to draw, they say, oh, beach picnic. Well, here's a 2-scale drawing of my penis.
No.
I'm saying this is if I loaded this game up and played one round, I would get 2 to 5.
Well, I'm gonna shoot you straight. I've played a lot of this game.
Okay.
I haven't seen a lot of wieners.
I'm saying what that
I,
element.
What I have seen a lot of is black racial characters.
Oh, man.
Offensive, deeply offensive.
I don't enjoy that.
Yeah, and I will say that does hurt the game a lot.
Yeah. Is it germane? Is it like, is it people like,
no. Do
the drawings?
It's like a 1940s like chicken restaurant logo.
Okay.
Like it's bad. It's bad.
So what if what if that's the word?
I mean, to be fair, that is not the word. That's never the word. The word is usually like none having pie.
But you start with a word and then people are entering their own words.
Well, that's the thing.
Like a racist with an imagination.
My point, my earlier point that I guess I didn't make correctly was that once we blow this game up on the internet,
we're going to kill it.
This podcast, which is just a vehicle for fame at this point, that element, that horrific sexual element on the internet is going to find it, and then it will be unplayable.
So in a way, you're saying that maybe by not letting it win, we're actually letting it win.
We have to kill it. We have to send it away in the forest like Harry and the Hendersons.
Can we just delete it from the entire podcast?
I prefer doodleordie.com, which
came first? Because they're
that's my question.
Eerily similar.
I'm a doodle or die man. I discovered doodle or die, which I think is a better URL than
drawception.
See, I can't remember that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like the movie
or
Inception.
Die, that's three words.
I don't know. Doodle or die comes at me, and it's just like right up in my grill. Yeah. And it's just ordering me to do this thing that maybe I don't want to do because there's dicks there. But Drawception, I don't know. I like that movie.
You do like that movie.
It is a good
movie. And the thing about it is you start like at one place, right? And then it just goes deeper and deeper. Like there's just levels.
I'm sending you guys an image from, and I will put this in the podcast post. I'll remember to put this in there. If you guys can just take a look at the image I sent you from Doodle or Die, I'll describe it for the listeners. Someone suggests cereal boxes hang out on a nice day, and then there is a picture of cereal with a gorilla next to a cereal bowl, and this beautiful box says, "My Jimmies will never rustle dreams." That's what it says on here, and I don't know what that means. And then the next person, really taking it to the limit, their guess about the picture is cereal gorilla, which okay,
fair enough.
I know we're what, 5 or 6 episodes in, but is it too late to switch out our official podcast art for "My Jimmies Will Never Rustle Dreams"?
I like that it's organic too. It's
gluten free. It's the single funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire adult life.
I will change the podcast art at the very least to "My Jimmies Will Never Wrestle Dreams" cereal gorilla.
I would love to know the time ratio of time put into drawing "My Jimmies Will Never Wrestle Dreams" to writing cereal gorilla.
It's incredibly detailed.
It's haunting, actually. Chris Plant. What is the you picked yours already? Thank you very much for your suggestion, Russ Frustick. What is the best game of the week?
I keep forgetting what it's called.
Good start.
It's called Fibble. So funny thing about Fibble. Fibble is an iOS game. You would actually know the developers because they're Crytek, known for the Crysis games and the original Far Cry. And when you think of Crytek as a company, you think like huge environments and magic powers and guns, etc. Fibble, not that. Fibble stars an alien who lands on Earth, but is unfortunately very small in stature.
Sounds like you're fibbing.
No, it's Fibble, actually.
Fibbing.
Fibble. So Fibble basically plays out like sort of like mini golf, but with a round monkey ball style alien that bounces around on stuff. It's pretty good. It looks great for an iOS game. Like the graphics are good. It kind of looks like Pikmin, but and I enjoyed it. Truth be told, my heart is not 100% in Fibble. It's a little overpriced for the platform.
How much? How much, please?
So it's $2 on iPhone.
Oh,
and it's
man.
$5.
Ugh.
On iPad, so it's not even a universal app.
That is backbreakingly expensive.
Yeah, for the platform, it's kind of crazy. The other thing that drives me nuts is that there are achievements in the game, and there's Game Center support, but there are no Game Center achievements, which boggles my mind. Come on, guys.
If I'm paying two of my hard-earned dollars, I expect that the open faint. I already forgot what you said. It was so stupid. What is it? Game Center? There's Game Center points, but no achievements?
Right.
You realize you're the only human being in the earth that's going to bother.
No, I'm sure there's someone else that cares.
All right, there's your time. 2 minutes.
What the? No!
So,
now we got to pay R. Kelly some rights now.
Wait, we got to pay him rights.
But I wanted to give a shout out to All My Balls.
Tell us about the true love of your life that we wouldn't
in,
let
in
you
In my
use.
Heart, the pick that I wanted to bring this week, but Justin strong-armed me into Fibble. Sorry, Justin. Is
it's a new game by Crytek. I want to hear about that, not your stupid-ass Ow My Balls.
So I will say Fibble was pretty fun, but Ow My Balls XL, which just came out on iPad and is for free for the cost of nothing.
Wait, was this game a browser game?
Well, it was an iOS game. I don't know if it was browser before that, but they just brought it to iPad. And the real premise of this game is that you kick someone in the balls and they fly around the screen and you tap the screen to fart and it'll like knock them into objects.
Listen to yourself. Can you just real quick, can you just listen to the words you say as you say them?
Yeah, but I haven't gotten to the best part yet. Once you get enough points, you unlock a video of someone getting hit in the balls.
Can I?
That's sort of where the title comes from.
I want to stop you just for a second. I've got this on my phone. I'm going to turn on the audio so people can hear what we're talking about. I'm just going to play a quick game. That's his balls. His balls.
Oh, he says the part of his body that's been affected by the trauma.
Yeah, it's pretty visceral. I think it really shares the experience.
So right now I should say dignity. Yeah. That's what's,
oh man. Me.
Oh man, that sounds like a good pick.
Man, we kept goofing about Ow My Balls, but I was hoping that we weren't actually going to discuss it and people would just think that we were insane people.
Let's take a quick break before we get on to the other games. Guys, I'm so excited about Sherlock. It's all I can think about. I walk around in a trance state thinking about FMV games being revamped and brought to modern day devices.
Can you explain? Yeah, I don't really know idea what you're talking about.
Oh, good. I'm excited. So if you are an aficionado of FMV games at all, you no doubt remember Sherlock Holmes Consulting Detective. That was two different video games. And I believe four cases in each game. Consulting Detective Volume.
I was curious how many cases were in each game.
Yeah, there are four cases in each game.
Okay. About how long is each case? Can you tell me that? How many clues? Hey, can you real quick just break down the number of clues?
It's based on a board game of the same name, and it is an FMV game with the production values that you crave if you enjoy FMV.
What does FMV stand for? Because we're trying to bring in new people.
Sure. Full motion video. Wait. It is actual actors, actual guys pretending to be people in Sherlock Holmes.
Wait, so you control real people?
Yeah, you control real people.
These actors are fresh out of the Chuck E. Cheese promotional training video.
There's nothing fresh about these actors. Most of them must be dead at this point. But the guy who originally made it, Dave Marsh, has a Kickstarter going to – they're going back. They're getting the original video, which was on, I shit you not, Betamax tapes. They're taking the original video, revamping it for modern platforms, for mobile and PC and Mac.
I don't understand, though. It was a tape that was a game?
It was a tape, right? You put the tape into your TV player, and you just yelled at it.
Just hope for the best.
There's a clue. There's a clue under the desk.
When it was originally shot, it was shot on beta, but the games themselves were on Sega CD. So the video was all compressed to hell. Like you could make out barely any of it. So they're taking the original.
Do you think they did that intentionally?
I mean,
just made it look really bad, so you couldn't see how bad it actually was.
I mean, that was definitely a side effect.
Justin, I have to break something to you. Do you know how you are just deathly afraid of hipsters?
Yeah.
Like you're terrified. Like when you were down here in Austin in December, you were just, your eyes were just constantly looking back and forth for people
sure,
holding cans of PBR. Like you were living in fear. You still don't know what an Arcade Fire is.
Right. Yes.
You thought, think it's like a literal horrible accident that happens in an arcade. Yeah. Your love of FMV games is the like hipsteriest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
There's nothing ironic about it, though. There's no irony. There's literally no irony.
Yeah, but you're
when
basically saying
games,
that you loved FMV games.
If I don't,
they were cool.
I'm gonna say false. I don't think that's possible. I don't think you can play Sewer Shark and be like, I am having a lot of fun.
Griffin, please back me up in the fact that I bought a Sega CD with my money.
It's lifelong. It's lifelong. Your authenticity is, it's unswerving. But the thing is, you're here and you're telling me, like, these community theater actors on Betamax quality, oh, it's the crispest, and I love it. I can't get enough of this brave storytelling.
I just love it. I feel like these people are locked in cages.
How many
in digital cages forever? And I just want them to be preserved their best.
Justin, honest question: how many small African children will starve because of the money that's spent on reviving Sherlock on Betamax?
Well, we're looking at they want 55,000.
What?
Children.
No. Shut up. Wait, that's African children.
You're saying?
If they get enough. No, $55,000.
No.
If they get enough, they're going to make new games.
What are they,
like new FMV games.
What are they
going to
do?
Whatever it takes.
What are, here, you know how you get a Betamax off of into your computer? You buy a $30 like a Betamax old VHS thing and you just like videotape off of it.
Sorry, can you walk me through that again, Bill Nye? How's
yeah.
that all work?
No, okay. So you get a you go to the library, right? Are you with me?
All
right. You get the Betamax player.
Get the microfiche.
You get the Betamax player. You put the Betamax player onto the TV. You hit play.
You yell at it.
You pull out your iPhone camera. You videotape it, and then you put it in your computer.
At what point is it video games? I don't understand.
And then
I'm not John Romero over here. You have to walk me through the steps.
And then you put a start button on it.
Yeah, I understand. I understand now.
That sounds like a horrible way to spend money.
Although this does, speaking of Kickstarter, this did give me a great idea for how you can always win with a Kickstarter you're excited about. If you really want something to be funded and you're super excited about it, kickstart so much money that if it doesn't work, you will be relieved. So either way,
can you tell us how much Skrilla?
No, I can't.
Is
I
it
can't
humiliating?
I don't want to talk about it. So like
more than 1,000.
If it gets funded, no.
More than 200.
Oh my God.
Oh
wait,
Jesus.
Do you count? Let me ask you this.
Wait,
are you in the game?
Is that your
do
reward?
You count? Do you count 221 as more than 100?
That is 21. That is
my boner's a foot. Ouch! it's not comfortable. But if it doesn't get funded, there'll be part of me that's like, oh, thank God.
Did you just say that your penis turns into a foot when fully erect?
I did. I said no such thing.
What are your prizes? What is the motivation?
I cannot.
Do you get
aloud,
a personal visit from all the actors?
What if I tell you? Okay, Baker Street Irregular, the first of $221 tiers. In this one, you become a character in one of the mysteries. You will be listed in the in-game London directory, and we'll work with you to write Holmes's observation of your character in his personal files. We will also assist you in creating the response letter from the infamous Baker Street Irregulars after they visit your character's residence. You will be credited as a game character and receive all previous rewards.
Do you die? Are you going to die?
Eventually.
Can you spend enough money to like be the person that did it?
I don't think you mean that would be a pretty shitty mystery if at the end the guy who did it is not filmed. What's he's never depicted in the game.
Well, you like, could like Skype in being like, ha-ha, you caught me.
Every time someone beats it, I'll Skype in. Ah,
but seriously, you
again.
Spent $221 to support this?
I only spent $221 if it gets funded.
I see.
You see? So like if it doesn't meet its funding goal, I'm out.
You realize the reverse of that
goal,
is if you get an email where against all odds and reason in the entire f***ing world, they managed to get $55,000 to make their Betamax dreams come true, that you're going to be like, oh, what's this email? Ah, f***. I just lost $221. Oh, well, no, at least I'm in a letter or something. I don't know.
Oh, Sherlock will read my name.
I'll be so excited that, no, he can't actually read it because the footage happened, decades ago. But what would you guys, if you've already looked, it doesn't count, but what would you guys guess it's at right now with 30 days left to go?
$221.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
No, it's going to be like $70,000 because everything's...
No, $8,901. So it's getting there, but we need everybody to just pile on and really get
Please
there.
Do not pile on.
Get your whistles wet.
Justin doesn't want to pay for this.
I can't pay for it. Please don't. But don't. Griffin, Tyler McElroy, what is the best game of the week?
I got a lot of stuff. I got my fingers in a lot of pies this week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I can't talk about pretty much all of them.
It's a lot of secret pies.
I got a bunch of NDAs, a bunch of games. I've been playing Xenoblade Chronicles. That ain't out yet, which we've established is against the rules. That Guild Wars 2 beta, that ain't out yet. The Mists of Pandaria WoW thing, that ain't out yet. I mean, I'm torn, but I'm proud of my selection. It's it is called Lone Survivor. It is a downloadable game that you play on your computer. That was made by Jasper Byrne. You may or may not recognize him. He's the one man behind the one man studio Superflat Games. They made Soul Brother, which is kind of a delightful Adult Swim game where you play a spirit that can inhabit different creatures, each of which has different platforming powers. That's really fun and really clever, but this is his new game. It is sort of it's a very low pixel count, sort of art house survival horror game that's in the vein of Silent Hill 2, or I guess the first Silent Hill, technically. And you play a guy who survives a gruesome zombie outbreak, and he has to survive while exploring his apartment and trying to find the way out. But it's a neat, like, stealth action game. Like, you're outnumbered completely, so a lot of the time you just have to hide. But it's really beautiful. It's really well written, and there are lots of neat adventure game elements too. You have a cat that you have to take care of, and God knows everybody loves those. And it's genuinely pretty scary. It's $10, but there's a pretty long demo on Kongregate that you can play for free. And yeah, everybody should check it out. It's super good.
Wow, that was well done, Griffin.
Yeah, I've been rehearsing.
It's like Journey, Griffin.
It is similar to Journey, except in just about every conceivable way, it is different from Journey.
But they're both adventure games.
They are both adventuring games. They both, in this one, you're on a journey, but that journey is to not be devoured by monsters.
Okay. And there's a cat. You mentioned the cat.
There is a cat, and you have to take care of it.
What's the graphical fidelity?
What we're looking at is about 20 pixels per screen.
What?
It looks like a mosaic.
Why? That's all they could fit on the Betamax?
You are mixing up the game that I am bringing to the table and Justin's bullshit experiment, which is ethically dubious. I'm just going to say it. How are we supposed to write about this game now that you're in it?
We won't write about this. let's be honest with each other.
No,
I'm looking at screenshots. It's more than 20, but no less than 50.
What's the name of the game again?
It's called Lone Survivor. It's a side-scrolling, low pixel count horror game. It really is super neat, and I'll be honest, I haven't finished it yet.
I've stumbled upon a screenshot here. It appears that you can eat pickles. Is this true?
I haven't found the pickle mini game.
It's not really a mini game. I think it's an inventory item. But I like the concept.
You've sent me a picture of the pickles, which is great because I really think that's going to preserve the flow of our podcast with you sending me pictures of pickles.
Well, I just wanted to confirm that you knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, I know. I'm familiar with pickles.
Can you choose to feed the pickles to the cat instead of eating them?
Yeah, all the food. You can die. You can just starve to death because you keep the cat alive.
Okay, how big is his apartment that the entire game is set in his apartment?
It's about big enough to house about 10 cats, but you only have the one to worry about.
Can you expand?
There is an expansion minigame. It's similar to Harvest Moon. If you can collect 10 radishes, then you can keep 2 cats.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
It's a rough week for video games, huh?
What I'm looking at now is an animated GIF that Chris Plant has sent me of a pickle, and he's doing a little dance. He's got a human face.
It sort of looks like the hamster dance, but instead of a banana, he's got a
this
pickle.
Is great. This is great radio. Let's see if we can describe 10 pictures by the end of the podcast, because people love that.
So you haven't beaten this game yet?
Haven't finished it, no. But I really like what I've played.
It's worth noting that I finished my game about 10 or 11 times.
Now, are you talking about On My Balls? Because you can finish On My Balls in about 13 seconds if you don't fart.
Yeah, I finished On My Balls about 10 or 11
See,
times.
See, farting continues the game. It keeps your momentum going. But if you mm-hmm. don't fart, is a game facts pro tip, you can just fall to the ground and the game will be over faster and you can go do other things.
Oh. Sounds like you should fart.
My whole day is about this picture of a dancing pickle. Justin McElroy, can you tell us what the best game of the week is? Yes, I can. my game is a new PSN release called... Let me start my clock here. My game is a new PSN release called Closure. It is an independent title, and it costs, I believe, $15 if you're a... regular person, and then if you're a PSN Plus subscriber, then you get the game for like $12 or something. It's a puzzle platformer, basically. It's all black and white, and by default, the world is sort of black nothingness that you can fall through and die. The only thing that's sort of illuminating or creating the world are these spheres of light, and when you have a sphere of light, and you can, your little character carries it around, you can see the level for what it is. You can make your way through the level. If you set your sphere of light down and you walk out of the area that it is illuminating, you will fall to your death. So to put it another way, the world is both being illuminated but also exists only because there is light on it. When there's not light on something, it ceases to be. So to give you an example, if you're looking at a flat platform and there was a big wall in between you and where you needed to get to, in every level you're just trying to get to a door at the end that you can escape from. If you had a wall, you know, you're carrying your light along, you get to this wall, you can't go past it. If you bring your light back a little bit so the wall is no longer illuminated and set your light down, then you can jump right through where that wall is. Because it's dark, it does not exist. If it's not illuminated, it's not there. You can also use similar tricks to like fall down through platforms just by walking off the area that's illuminated. That's sort of the basic concept of the game, but it builds from there.
So while you were describing... Are you done? Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
While you were describing that, I was searching for images of pickles.
I Googled Pickle Boy. And I found lots of...
So, but what did you guys think of...
Oh, I stopped listening when I realized that this game came out on PC like 6 years ago.
Okay, but this is a new... I mean, it's a new release on PSN.
I shouldn't talk shit because they really have added so much stuff to this.
It's entirely new art, right?
It's entirely new art and like new gameplay things. Like this one has these spotlights that you can... redirect and shoot like a stream of light across the thing and illuminate entire parts of a level.
It's an award winner. You didn't give it enough credit for all the awards.
It's also won every award.
Yeah, it won Indie Game Challenge in 2012. IGF.
There's one award it has not won.
The besties.
Well, that's of course the most important award.
It's a really brilliant. It's like it's one of those games that you understand the core concepts, but it builds on them in such a way that sometimes you just have to like set the controller down and really think. Like you're not going to brute force your way into solutions. Like you really have to like, because usually the solution is not something that relies on quick skills or fast reflexes. It usually relies on using the systems that are presented to you and thinking around them.
Which is a sign of a great puzzle game. Like that's why Portal 2 is so good, because if you're trying too hard, you know you're doing it wrong. Hmm.
Justin, I had a quick question for you. Okay, so in like one of the levels, you have like a torch that you're carrying around, or it follows you around?
It's a sphere of light.
A sphere of light, around. Okay. And let's say that there's like an illuminated like pole underneath you, like several floors below.
Right.
If your light goes out and you start falling to the illuminated pole below and your crotch directly hits that pole.
Right.
Does the character say something or?
Yeah. Yeah. He says, oh, this is unpleasant.
Here's the thing. He can fart, but because there's no light, You can't see the fart, so it is non-extant.
Right. That's exactly.
Wait, if you can't exactly see a fart, do you hear it?
Oh, wow.
We're all thinking about that one.
That's a real. That's something you got to really piece together. But, so that's Closure. It's a really, 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 not just a cool puzzle game, but it forces you to sort of think in ways that you wouldn't normally, sort of rewire your brain in a sense. So it's a really, really interesting little title. So that's mine, and I think it's the best game of the week. And honestly, all your all's games sound pretty whack.
Really?
Plants game is whack. It sounds like you could play it with paper. And I think that it should eliminate.
I'm going to say let's forget about Plants game only because I have already forgotten what it was. It just completely.
Okay. I'd concur. I think it's out.
What was it?
Wow.
It was something about Pictionary.
Drawception.
Oh, right.
Doodle or Die.
I think we should skip ahead to Griffin's game because clearly mine is making it to the final.
Now, wait, which one?
The one that I really wanted, which is Ow My Balls XL.
Well, you didn't really present either of them, so they're both disqualified.
What do you mean I didn't present either of them?
You presented one of them for consideration.
No,
you didn't like that one
back.
Very much.
I pulled it back.
There's no pulling back.
You can do that.
There's no pulling back in besties.
How do you adjudicate this? Like
it's
that?
Easy. I say there's no take backs.
I think it's a crime. Like, we hear all these stories about how Roger Ebert doesn't think games are art. And this is the reason why, is because we are not giving proper consideration to Ow My Balls XL.
It has art. I mean, somebody drew it.
And
right?
Not
somebody
only drew it, but there's a ethos behind the game that I think you guys aren't appreciating.
When
you
fart.
Think somebody farted into the game to get that sound effect?
Actually, Ow My Balls is actually a fart that was turned into a game with Disney magic.
Okay, so it's eliminated. Griffin, what was your game? Like, I forgot.
It was
already.
Lone Survivor.
Oh, right. Okay. And that is.
I'm going to be honest. You guys are going to throw that one under a bus because you haven't played it or heard of it.
No, that's not true.
It had a pickle in it.
I mean, to be honest, I was going to vote for Ow My Balls.
That's impossible.
Wait a minute. I don't like what's going on right now because
if it's Ow My Balls, I'll leave the podcast.
Games that we haven't even voted on yet.
Hey, let's change the game. Let's change the name of our podcast to Ow My Balls. Let's just change it
that's
to.
That's actually pretty good.
Let's just make it a big, long racist slur and other words I don't like
so
to
right
say.
Now, Ow My Balls is winning with 2 votes.
Now, Closure is a brilliant puzzle game, and I know that our show is supposed to be sort of inherently irreverent, but
we have to. You guys know the thing. We got to get rid of 2, and then we vote on the other 2.
Okay. I think we get rid of Mining Griffins.
Agreed.
Okay, but in all, I will say, okay, but everybody should really give it a shot because it's pretty good.
Okay, now we have a very difficult decision to make.
The one that's not about farts and balls, because I'm a grown ass man.
So are you, okay. Wait, so you're saying you don't like Closure?
You know what? I'm changing my vote. Closure.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I finally win.
This is, I think, a big loss for video games.
It's a big loss for you because you brought 2 games to the table, which is cheating. And also, your game is about ball farts.
And still lost. You still couldn't bring down the kid.
But you know what? My game is going to get more downloads because it's free. So everyone go out and download Ow My Balls.
And nobody's going to play Lone Survivor. This world is the worst.
It's the pits. Closure is a better game than Journey.
What?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you are crazy.
Now listen. If I'm not,
I'm ready for this.
I appreciate this, but like, if you're a public defender, you know that you've got to defend the client, even if you don't necessarily think that they're innocent.
Sure. Yeah, and that's usually how they open the case. Now you know me.
This guy is really guilty.
I have to defend this guy.
This guy is guilty with a capital murder.
But it's my job.
Closure is probably longer than Journey. I have not finished it. How about that?
Which haven't you finished?
Closure.
Does it come as a surprise to anyone that Justin hasn't finished the game he brought?
I don't want.
It comes as a surprise to me that Justin has played any of the game that he brought.
I specifically bought a game this today, so you guys wouldn't be able to give me a bunch of static. I'm through being your straw man. Closure is not as good of a game as Journey. I will take my lumps.
Okay.
Journey
wins.
The bestie. So congratulations to Closure. Congratulations to Journey, and be sure to join us at, well, gosh, you know what, guys? Next time we release an episode, we will no longer be the flagship podcast of Vox Games.
That's not true. That's not true.
What? That's, yes,
is
it is.
Is it?
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Oh, Friday. Yeah. Right. Oh, you're right.
Trust
me on
this one. Next Friday. Next Friday, we'll be announcing our site. You can if you're coming to PAX East, come out to our panel. It's Friday at 1:30 in Manticore. The whole Vox Games team is going to be there, and you can see be there as we unveil the name of our new site, tell you about sort of what we're doing with it and our plans for it, and all the best will be there.
Now, did you say Vox Games panel, or did you say the Wiggle Buttons panel? Oops.
Now, oh no, I let the name slip.
I did want to mention, though, I'm going to be handing out free buttons. Codes of Ow My Balls at the panel. So if you guys, and by cool. free codes, I just mean like links to where you can get it for free.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But make sure you come out and join
and
us.
And by
there,
links, he and, means he's literally just going to kick you right in your balls.
Sure.
And do a live action a LARP, a role, a cosplay.
Kick you clean in the balls. So make sure you join us for that. And make sure you come back next week and download the besties. Because shouldn't the world's best friends choose the world's best games?